Oh, he's a good God. He's a good God, and he has every good and every perfect gift comes from him. He is a good God, and he gives perfect gifts. He has a hope and a future for you. He has a hope and a future for you. The enemy's been lying to people in this room, saying that your future is short, that you don't have a future. Whew, he has a future for you. He has a future you that is full of life, full of his abundance, full of his blessing, full of his promises. Whew, you shall live and not die, says the Lord. You shall live and not die. 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 I want you to stand up. If you've been told by physicians, if you've only got 12 months or 18 months or 2 years to live, I want you to stand up right where you are. You shall live and not die. You shall live and not die. I want you to stand up where you are right now in the name of Jesus. We declare life in the name of Jesus. He is the author and finisher of your faith, and it shall not be finished until the Lord says. And we break the assignment of the enemy right now in the name of Jesus. We break the spirit of death right now in the name of Jesus. We curse cancer. We curse disease. We curse sickness, because Jesus took it on the cross. 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 Every cell of your body, every cell of your body, we rebuke it right now in the name of Jesus. You shall live and not die. 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 Say it. You shall live and not die. You shall live and not die. You shall live and not die in the name of Jesus. A hope and a future. He is promising a hope and a future. He is promising you a hope and a future. You see, the Bible says in Romans that the hope of God does not disappoint. The hope of God does not lead to disappointment, does not lead to discouragement, does not lead to disillusionment. But the hope of God leads you into a place of holding on to the robe of Jesus, believing that he is who he says he is, and that you are who he says you are, and you can have what he says you can have. The blood of Jesus is enough. The blood of Jesus is enough. For every need in your life, for every facet of your relationships, every facet of your family, every facet of your body, the blood of Jesus is enough. He didn't die on the cross so that you would be partially healed, partially made whole, partially restored, partially reconciled. But the blood of Jesus is that you would be completely restored, be made a complete new creation in Christ Jesus. Behold, the old is passing away, and he has done something new in your life. And the enemy wants to keep you in the old grave clothes. He wants to keep you in the past. He wants to keep you on that bad report. He wants to keep you on the list of all the things that make you guilty. But though our sins be like scarlet, though our sins be like scarlet, though they may run deep because of the things that we've had happen in life, the blood of Jesus makes us white as snow. Choo! You see, Joe talked about revelation this morning. He talked about revelation. It also says that I am blameless and without reproach because of the blood of Jesus. And when we begin to grab a hold of the robe of Jesus for every need in our life, where we pull on the power of God, we pull on his virtue, we pull on his presence, we pull on what we need, that our cup is not running dry. It's not running empty. We are not a glass half empty Christianity. Amen? Our cup is running over. Choo! I'm a happy person, really. Shoo! All right, Holy Ghost. There's a word of knowledge here, and it may be for more than one person. And I'm talking about the lady that had the issue of blood for 12 years. And she pulled on the robe of Jesus. I love this, and I say it all the time wherever we go. Because everybody was touching Jesus as he walked down the street. We can come to church, and we can touch Jesus, but we cannot draw power from him. Some of us can touch his robe, touch his arms, touch his beard. Be thronging in, pressing in on him. But there's something about the position of our heart that will draw power from him. There's something about that's different from just touching him. We don't want to just come here and touch Jesus and leave the same way that we came in. Where we get to the end of ourselves. Where we realize that gripping on to that robe. You see, the woman with the issue of blood, she just thought, if only I could just touch him, then I will be made whole. You see, she just thought that. If only I could just touch him. You see, some of us, if not all of us, have walked in the world, have walked in darkness, have been separated by that presence, by that grace, because we've gone about our own desires, our own sins. And the grace of God has drawn us out of that darkness into his glorious light. And if he is able to wipe away every sin from your life, then how can we not just switch our mind over tonight? If I could just touch him. If I could just touch him, then I would be made whole. Some of you have had injustices done to you. Because in Mark 5 it says, a certain woman had a flow of blood for 12 years and had suffered many things from many physicians. She had spent all that she had and was in no better condition, but had rather grew worse. And that stood out to me, that she had suffered many things from many physicians. Some of you have been misdiagnosed. Some of you have had situations where physicians have made mistakes and have actually caused your physical health to get worse. I want you to stand where you are right now, if that is you. Where you have encountered that in your life, where there's been an injustice and you have wrestled. Some of you, actually, there's been a diagnosis even over your mental health. There's been a diagnosis over your mental health. Where they have spoken over you, it has brought confusion, it has brought anxiety, it has brought fear, and it has made that heaviness and depression that they have said you have, and it's caused you to spiral. The Lord wants to bring a breakthrough right now for you. Thank you. Who else is in this room? Stand up where you are. Stand up where you are, where there's been an injustice done. There's been an injustice done. You see, this woman, and it's not wrong to trust. It's not wrong to seek medical advice. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about where there's been mistakes that have been made that have actually caused your situation or health or mental health to get worse. Just lift your hands to the Lord right now. Shoo. 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 Right now, we're just going to forgive those physicians. We're going to forgive those doctors. We're going to forgive those therapists. We're going to forgive those people that have made life harder for you. We just release them right now. I want you to begin to say out your mouth, I release them. I forgive them for the misdiagnosis. I forgive them for the mistakes. I forgive them for the trauma. I forgive them for what they have made harder in my life. I forgive them right now in Jesus' name. I release them. I release them right now. I release them. I release the bad report off you. I release the bad report off you. I see the Lord, Kimberly, going into your file, and I see the file is being pulled out, and it's like the medical file that is just huge, and it's fat, and it's overflowing, and it's been one thing after another thing after another thing after another thing, and I see Jesus take that file out of the filing cabinet, and he is taking it, and he is removing it, that is not your past, and that is not your future. I break the assignment right now. I break the assignment right now in Jesus' name. There is even a trauma in the subconscious, whoo, that is even waiting for the bad report. It's waiting for the what next. I loose it off you in Jesus' name. I loose it off you in the name of Jesus. I loose that anxiety. I loose that fear right now in the name of Jesus. Because you know and you declare the good and the future over your family and over your life. But we remove that medical file right now in Jesus' name. We remove it from every facet of your family, your children, your own health. Every facet right now, I loose it from you. I loose the trauma. I loose the trauma. Even when you get a text or a call that you know is the doctor's number, that there's an anxiety, there's like, I don't want to answer this because I don't want another bad report. I break that off right now in Jesus' name. No more fear. No more anxiety. No more what next. You've said that? And you look at it and you go, I don't want to answer this. I don't want that bad report. I don't want that what they're about to tell me. But the Lord says to you tonight, well, you're going to want to know what I'm going to tell you. Because I say that your family is blessed. Your health is blessed. Your home is blessed. That you are going to see the fire of God and the blood of Jesus meet and fulfill every need and every facet of your life. That there's not going to be no rock unturned. Every facet of your family, every need, fill it, Lord. Woo! Lift that weight off right now. Lift that weight off right now. Lift that weight off right now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Woo! Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We just release and forgive in Jesus' name. We release and we forgive. Jesus' name. Ha ha ha. Woo! Just keep standing. Keep receiving from the Lord. Just whatever you want to do, just keep receiving. Holy, 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 holy. Holy, 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 holy. Holy, holy, holy. I feel like, is this live or is this recorded? It's not, okay. I feel like I got a word in regards to a tattoo. Someone has a tattoo that's maybe from the past, but it's something that you try and hide. There's shame attached to it. I had a word in Fiji where I had a vision of a person with a tattoo and a spirit of torment was attached to the tattoo that person had. And an elderly man came forward and he ended up being completely set free because there was a demonic attached to the tattoo that he had. And I felt like that there is a tattoo that the Lord wants to set you free of in regards to shame. It's connected to something in your past. That, yeah, come forward. Thank you, Lord. Whoo! He knows every hair on our head, amen. Whoo! He knows our rising up. Right. Okay. Oh, Jesus. Okay, what's your name?
Rebecca.
All right, lift your hands, Rebecca. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Just stretch your hands right now. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Whoo! You see, the Lord told me that, Rebecca. He told me that before the meeting tonight because he wants to set you free from that shame. He wants to set you free from that fear. He wants to set you free from the attachment of the trauma from that situation. So lift your hands right now. We just break it right now in the name of Jesus. I break the trauma off you right now and the shame that has been attached through that tattoo. We rebuke it right now in the name of Jesus. We rebuke it right now in the name of Jesus. I break the shame off right now. I want you to forgive yourself right now, Rebecca, because the attachment has come through unforgiveness towards yourself, that you're like, I could have done better, I should have done better, I should have done this. I want you to release yourself right now. Just say, I forgive. Say, I forgive. And I release myself from any blame and responsibility that I hold against me. I receive the forgiveness of Jesus. I receive the love of Jesus. That's it. His grace poured out right now. 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 I just remove the soul tie, the spiritual soul tie that's come through that tattoo that keeps you attached to the trauma of your past. I loose it right now in the name of Jesus. I loose it right now in the name of Jesus. It goes right now. That soul tie that keeps you attached to the trauma, that keeps you attached to the guilt, that keeps you attached to the shame, I loose it right now in the name of Jesus. Right now in the name of Jesus. It goes. That's it. That's it. It goes right now. We loose it from you right now in the name of Jesus. We loose it from you right now. The guilt goes. The guilt goes. The shame goes. Shoo. I want you to forgive your partner right now as well. I want you to forgive him. Forgive him. Just release him. Release him right now. I forgive. And release. And release. That's it. That's it. And release. You forgive and release him. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Whoo, just the love of God. The love of God. Amen. You feel that? You feel that? Okay, let these ladies just keep loving on you. Was there anybody else in that room, in this room right now in regards to a tattoo? Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. I had another word in regards to childbirth. I just got the word traumatic childbirth, like whether there was a miscarriage. You see, with this woman with the issue of blood, from the Old Testament, if a woman was bleeding, she was considered unclean in her time of bleeding. And she had to be isolated, and everything that she touched would be considered unclean. The people that she was near, anything. And there's this shame that can be attached, but also an isolation where she is alone. And she's had this issue for 12 years. She's had this issue for 12 years. It's not just a monthly cycle and then back to normal. For 12 years, she has felt isolated. For 12 years, she has felt alone. For 12 years, she's felt ashamed. For 12 years. And I felt like the Lord had just shared with me in regards to something around childbirth. And if there was a miscarriage, and it may have happened a while ago, but there was an isolation, there was a feeling of loneliness. that has overwhelmed you at times. And you might be surrounded by people, but it was just a grief. Who's that in this room? Okay, come forward. Thank you, Jesus. Come forward. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Whew. The grief goes right now in Jesus' name. The grief goes right now in the name of Jesus. I just break off the guilt and even the shame that the enemy has placed on you. Whoa! I break it off in the name of Jesus. I break it off in the name of Jesus. I break off the trauma. I break off the fear. I break off the grief. I loose it from you, the deep places of pain, the deep places, the hurt in the womb, the brokenness in the womb, the brokenness in the heart. I loose the trauma right now in the name of Jesus. I loose it right now. It leaves you. It leaves you. I command that grief to come out right now in the name of Jesus. The spirit of grief. Oh! Comes out right now. It comes out right now. Whoo! It comes out right now. It comes out right now. Even the soul tie to the unborn. Whoa! The soul tie to the unborn. The soul tie to the baby. Whoo! The soul tie. We loose it right now in the name of Jesus. We loose it right now. We loose it right now in the name of Jesus. We loose it right now and I break off that spirit of condemnation. Oh, I break that spirit of condemnation where you feel like somehow you failed God, where you feel like somehow you weren't enough as a woman, as a mother. I loose that from you right now in the name of Jesus because the blood of Jesus is enough. The blood of Jesus is enough. Though sorrow may last for a night, joy comes in the morning. Shoo. That's it. Shoo. The Lord's just going to some deep places tonight. Deep places. Deep places. Deep places. I loose it right now in Jesus' name. I loose it from you. I loose it from you. I want you to forgive yourself right now. I want you to let go of the guilt that you hold against yourself. Just forgive yourself right now. You see, some of us, we actually do a better job at condemning ourselves than the devil. We hold ourselves accountable to the mistakes we've made, to the things that have happened in life, and we just listen to that one little voice that says, well, it's your fault, or you're the failure, or you're the reason. And when we begin to agree with that, we begin to pull out our own whip, and we begin to condemn ourselves. And when we walk in that condemnation, then it's impossible to be able to experience the complete pleasure and joy of the Father because you're so busy feeling like you've failed Him. And we all make mistakes. I pray for you. Russell, come on over here, even though I know that's not your name. It's Nikki. Just seeing your Russell t-shirt. Thank you, Lord. Just lift your hands to the Lord. I just lift off the residue. even from the past. The residue and the feeling like somehow that you just don't quite make the mark, just don't quite, whoo, there's like you have high expectations of yourself. Is that right? You have high expectations, and so when you feel like you haven't reached those expectations that you place on yourself, then you feel like there is a feeling of failure, feeling like not good enough, feeling like somehow God's now going to be disappointed in you because His pleasure in you is based on your achievement for Him. But we're going to lift that off. That's right. That's it. Because you've grown up. You've experienced that in the culture of your family, but even in school where it's been about the expectation, the performance. And when you've had the affirmation from the performance, when you've had the affirmation from the achievement, then your value has increased. But the Lord is saying it's not based on what you can do for me and how you can love me and what you can achieve, but it's based that I pour out my love on you because you're simply mine. You're simply my daughter. You're simply the one that I call my beloved. You're simply the one who I delight in. You are the affection of my heart. You're the center of my attention. And I loose off that condemnation that comes at you, that strong pressure to be someone, to perform, to achieve. Whew, I loose that from you because that is not the culture that you're going to bring into your family. That is not the culture that you're going to bring into your family. And the Lord says, you are a good mom. And I break off the anxiety around if you are going to be good enough as a mother. I loose that from you right now in the name of Jesus. I loose that anxiety off, that torment off right now in Jesus' name. Because He says that I created you, the very fashion of your being, and you are called and you are going to thrive as a mother. You are going to thrive. You're not just going to survive. Even though some days you might feel like you're just surviving. Whoo! Thriving, says the Lord. Ha 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 ha. And I see you entering into the joy of the Lord. I see you putting on worship music. And I see you being flooded with the pleasure of the Father. Not because you've done anything, but because of who you are. Ha 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 ha. And you, ooh, why am I laughing? Ooh, why do I feel so good? Because it's a pleasure of your daddy, amen? Ooh, pleasure of your daddy. Is there anybody that has one of those words that I've shared, but you haven't stood up? Because you can't come to me at the end of the meeting and say that was for me. Because the anointing right now is here to break the yoke of that. Okay. All right, come forward. Whoo, is this all right, everybody? Let's lift your hands. Whoo. Jesus. We just let it go. We let it go. Whoo. We just let go of that grief right now. Loss. The fear of loss as well. There's a fear of loss. There's a fear of loss. From the loss that you've experienced, you now fear loss. Even for your children that you have now, there's a fear there in regards to losing them. And I just lift that off you right now that has come through the hurt and trauma. Whoo! Goes, 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 goes. Those deep places. Those deep places. Those deep places. There's no more gray clouds in your days. Oh! I loose it from you right now. And I want you to just release. Just release yourself, Kimberly, from that. Release yourself. Because again, there is high expectations you have of yourself. He's already so proud of you. I lift that off right now. He's so proud of you. He's so proud of you. He's so proud of you. I loose that from you right now, that lie of the enemy that comes in, tries to be like a wet blanket. Whoo, wet blanket over your identity, a wet blanket over your calling. I rebuke it because it's actually beginning to try and put out your boldness and confidence in God. I loose it from you right now because it's about coming boldly to the throne of grace.
But that feeling that maybe you've disappointed God, somehow you're not enough, but he's already saying, I'm already so proud of you. You see, it's the tactic of the enemy to try and get us to prove our identity. Because that's the very thing that he tried to get Jesus to do. If you are the Son of God, then do this. And in our Christian walk, at that wound that we have when we don't know who we are in the Father, it causes us to try and then prove who we are. And I loose that right now in the name of Jesus, because he is already proud of you. Woo! He is already proud of you. Woo! Deep places, Lord. Deep places, deep places. Deep places, deep places. You know what? We have that contention every day of our lives. Every day of our lives, the enemy is going to try and say, you good? It's going to try and say, you need to prove yourself right now. You need to prove yourself in this workplace. You need to prove yourself in this church. You need to prove yourself in this school. You need to prove yourself in your family. Because if we have that hurt in our lives where we haven't been able to completely receive the Father's pleasure. You see, Jesus, before he went into the wilderness, he heard the Father's love over his life. He heard the Father's affirmation. And that was that caused him to be able to have the strength and the stability in his identity to say, get behind me, Satan, for it is written. He wasn't wrestling with the enemy and going, well, maybe I'm not the Son of God, because you just stuck an if in your question to me. If you are the Son of God, if you are called, woo, to sing over this nation, there are songs over you, Kimberly, that have yet to be released, because they come out of identity, they come out of boldness, they come out of revelation of just how loved you are. And the Lord is going to begin to sing through you, and orphans are going to start coming home. Orphans are going to start receiving the love of the Father. The prodigals are going to start knowing who they are in God. Because that's the assignment that the enemy tried to bring on you and your family. It was an assignment against your identity and who you are in God. Get behind me, Satan. You want to come forward? Come on. What's that? Okay, lift your hands right now. Thank you, Holy Spirit. He said brain damaged as a baby and memory issues. He says trauma around the childbirth, because as well, I want to know, you might not know this, but I prayed for a man this morning around his childbirth experience, meaning when his mum gave birth to him, it was a difficult situation. He was born into the beginning of World War II, and the anxiety and the trauma and the disconnection that happened to him even in his infancy was affecting him even as an elderly man. And he began to get healing this morning, weeping and crying. So I feel like there might even be people in this room, like this man here, where there's been trauma in your own childbirth, in your delivery into the world. If that's anybody in this room, and you can come forward. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Just lift your hands to the Lord. Where's Ruth? Yep, good. I just lift it off right now. I lift off the guilt. I lift off the residue of shame right now in Jesus' name. I lift it off right now in the name of Jesus. I lift it off right now. I just want you to begin to forgive yourself. I want you to release yourself. Forgive yourself. I break it off right now. The condemnation, the guilt, the grief. Whoo! I lift it off right now in Jesus' name. I lift it off right now in Jesus' name. I lift it off right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Whew. So those that have come forward right now, this is from your own, your parents, your mum giving birth to you, yeah? There was trauma there. It was a difficult birth. All right, just lift your hands to the Lord. Whew. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I want you to begin to forgive your mum right now. Not just in your head. And you might be like, well, I've done this, I've been through this, but there's sometimes a depth in the anointing of God. There's layers of forgiveness that lead us to layers of freedom. We release right now and we forgive. We forgive right now. Just begin to speak out loud. I forgive my mum. I forgive my dad. I forgive myself. I just lift it off right now. The weight. I lift it off right now. Some of you walk with a guilt, like you feel like you're a burden. Like you feel like you're a burden. I lift that off you right now because of the trauma of your childbirth, because of when you came into the world, it wasn't like the best of circumstances. Then you've walked with this viewpoint on life, this lens where you feel like you're a burden to others. Whoa, I break that off you right now. You're not a burden to others. You're not a problem to others. You're not a difficulty to others. You're not a trauma to others. I release that off you right now in Jesus' name. I lift it off the blame. Like, just hear the phrase, I'm to blame. I'm to blame. I'm to blame. And I loose that from you right now in Jesus' name. That the enemy has come in even in your infancy, but it has formed even the way that you view yourself and the way that you see yourself, even how you think God sees you, like you're to blame. You're the difficulty. And I loose that from you right now in Jesus' name. We loose it right now in Jesus' name. Jesus' name. You're not to blame. Whoo! Thank you, Holy Spirit. We just speak healing right now. We just speak healing right now. We speak healing right now. I break off the spirit of rejection right now in Jesus' name. The spirit of rejection where you felt unwanted and rejected even in your entry into this world. I break its power right now because it's caused you to feel rejected in life. You feel rejected when you're around friend groups. You feel rejected at work. You feel rejected in the family. It's like the shadow that just follows you everywhere that you go. I loose it from you right now in Jesus' name. I loose it from you right now in Jesus' name. I break that spirit of rejection that has come through, the trauma of the childbirth. The unwantedness. Well, some of you may need to forgive your parents because you found out that you were unwanted, or maybe you weren't the gender that they wanted, and that spirit of rejection has come in through that hurt. Whoo! I loose it right now in Jesus' name. I break that lie off you right now in Jesus' name. It goes right now. It goes right now in Jesus' name. Holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy. You see, the Holy Spirit is so good because we don't consciously remember when we were infants. We don't consciously remember all these things that may have happened when we were newborn babies, but the Holy Spirit knows. And He's able to loose us from the lies of the enemy and the hurts that can come in. You see, that's what He did. He tried to take out Moses, right? He tried to take out Moses in his infancy. He tried to take out Jesus in his infancy. But the blood of Jesus is enough. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. He's reshaping. He's reshaping identities tonight. You see, the enemy has come in. And I use this metaphor often where we get born as original masterpiece, the authentic creation that Christ or that the Father created us to be. And then when we come into the world, life begins to paint over us. No, you're this, you're that, you're this, you're that. And there begins to begin another image over the canvas of our lives. And the enemy wants to try and create a counterfeit identity that you think is you, and it is actually not the authentic that God has called you to be. And the Holy Spirit comes into our life because He is the Spirit of truth. And He leads us into all truth, and that includes the understanding of who you are in Christ Jesus. And He begins to wipe away the marks, the taints, the shadows, the paint of the enemy that tries to picture you as this when God has actually called you to be that. And He's reshaping your identity and wiping away the counterfeit. Because you're not shy. Because if the Bible says the righteous are as bold as lions, it does not say the righteous are shy and timid and they're afraid of crowds. But when you've grown up and you may have had parents or circumstances at school or in your upbringing that says, oh, you're the shy kid because you've been compared with the bold sibling in your family. Who is that in this room? That is someone in this room where you have been compared in your upbringing to the confident, outgoing sibling and you've been labeled as the shy one. Who is that? That's you? Ha 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 ha. Isn't God good? Is that somebody else? Come up here. The Lord's just calling out different things tonight. Is that okay? Just lift your hands. We just, right now, I just want you to begin to forgive your parents or forgive people that were the major voice in your life that would compare you to that outgoing sibling, that bold sibling. Just release them right now. I forgive. I forgive mom, or I forgive dad, or I forgive Auntie Sue, who would always compare me. Just begin to speak it out. And then I want you to forgive that sibling that always seemed to take the attention away from you and put it on themselves. And then you would get labeled as the quiet one. You would get labeled as the shy one. You would be labeled as the timid one. But that is just the mark and lie of the enemy that is trying to paint over the authentic of who God's created you to be. And that doesn't mean you have to be a loud person. But shyness is actually based and rooted in a spirit of fear. And I loose it right now in Jesus' name. That spirit of fear comes out right now in Jesus' name. Out right now. That has masked itself as shyness. You see, and if we begin to believe that's who we are, then we don't contend for freedom in our identity because we think that's who we are. Does that make sense? Because how can I get rid of me if I think that's me? And the Holy Spirit begins to peel away the lies and says, that's actually not you. That's just something that's been painted on you from your upbringing, from your experience, from things that you've had to walk through or go through. But we loose it right now in Jesus' name because the righteous are as bold as lions. It doesn't matter that you don't have to be like, now I have to be the loudest person in the room. That's not what I'm talking about. It's about a confidence in knowing who you are in Christ, and you're not stepping back because of fear, anxiety, and timidity because of a lie that has entered your life from when you were young. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Now there's going to be things, there's going to be memories, there's going to be moments where your Holy Spirit's going to reveal people that spoke those things over you, and you need to release and forgive them. Because you know what? I parent 4 kids, and I know my kids are definitely going to need prayer and forgive me for some of the stuff. Whew! Because we're all doing our best. And sometimes out of tiredness, frustration, and our own hurts and anxieties, we say stuff we don't mean. But sometimes those things leave a mark. Whoo! Loose it right now in Jesus' name. I loose it right now. goes right now in Jesus' name. Goes right now in the name of Jesus. You need to forgive. There's things that people have spoken over you. I break it. The Father says, my banner over you is love. My banner over you is love. My banner over you is love. And I break that spirit of confusion right now. That spirit of confusion that it's trying to disorientate you from what is truth and what is lies. And you get confused, and there's like, in regards to your mental health, there are things where you just begin to spin out, and I loose that off you right now in Jesus' name. Because his banner over you is love, and he is for you. He is for you. He is for you. I just lift that off you right now. I lift off the rejection that you've felt through the comparison, feeling like you're in the shadow. The Father says, you're in my limelight, daughter. You're in my limelight. You're in no one's shadow. You're in no one's shadow. But because of things that you've been through, because of personalities and situations and even talents and giftings, that the enemy has made you feel small in situations and inferior to others. And I loose that from you because it's tried to determine your value in the way that you see yourself. And the Father says that you're in my limelight. You're in my limelight. And I hear the phrase like, oh, they're like the star of the show. It's like that, whether it's a sibling or someone close to you is like, oh, they're the star of the show. But I hear the Lord saying, no, you're the star of my show. Amen. You're the star of his show. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Just receive his love right now. Just receive his love. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
It's just like you've never been showed natural affection in terms of someone just doting on you or someone saying, I love you and I'm proud of you, and even the concept of just hugs, you know, growing up, and you haven't known that, and you really want that breakthrough in your life, but you feel God is so far away. And when people talk about the love of God, you're kind of like, what is that? That means nothing to me, because you haven't had that expression of love in your life. But you can trust the Lord, you see. When the heart learns to mistrust people, we build a hard heart and we don't trust the Lord, because we project our hurt upon the Lord, and he represents that authority. But right now the Lord says you can trust him, because he wants to show you that you're his princess, that you're his daughter. And as a father, I stand in the gap. I stand in the gap. And I'm asking you to forgive me on your own parents' behalf and their shortcomings in their life. And I'm just saying, will you forgive me? And will you allow the Lord now to soften your heart and let his love just flow? You feeling that tonight? Yeah? Just close your eyes and let it go deeper. Jesus' mighty name. Just let that love fill you right now, that Father's love. You're going to feel it coming just upon your body, and it's going to be like this warm goo. It's just a warm goo of that affection of the Father for you. Thank you, Jesus. I see you doing something in your room. I don't know if you're an artist or you do pictures or anything like that, or there's something that I'm seeing you in this room, and it's like you're on your own, because it's like you enjoy your own company. And you, is that true? Yes. And you're doing something that is almost like, I don't know what it is, but it's a skill, it's a gift, and other people don't know about it, but it's something that you're good at. And I feel like the Father sees that, and there's a pleasure that he gets out of that. Like when you think that you're just entertaining yourself, that's the time that the Father is looking at you like, my daughter is enjoying something, and that's where he gets the pleasure from. And it's a gift that God has given you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father in heaven. I don't know if you've ever thought about making jewelry or anything like that, but I just see that there's like this gift that you have for something like jewelry or something. And that God is going to just grow that in your life. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Just lift your hands in this place. We have a couple more minutes. I was over this side and I sensed that I heard the word cramps. I don't know if it's something to do with period pain or stomach cramps, but they get quite crippling. Is that anyone in the room? You sometimes have just in the stomach area, it's like you get these cramps that happen in the stomach area. Is that anyone here tonight? I just feel like we're shifting into some healing. You're just getting them right down there. Just come forward right now, because that's what I felt. It was over this side of the room. And I just come against that right now. That's it. Let the fire of God come right now. That's it. In Jesus' name, that's it. Freedom. Freedom. Breakthrough. Breakthrough. Right now, in Jesus' name, I command that pain to leave. Just put your hand right where the pain is. And I command it to leave right now. Right now. And I take away the lie that says it's something more. Is this something more? Is that true? You have that thought?
It might be bowel cancer or something like that.
Okay. The Lord says it's not, okay? Don't let that lie come into your mind right now. I remove that pain in Jesus' name. That's it. Let that fire go through you right now. Let that fire just, whew, more, more, more. More, 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 more. Just let that fire go through you right now. Thank you, Jesus. I had another word, and I was just kind of standing over here, and I just felt heat on my, my right knee, just heat on the knee. If you have knee problems on the knee area, who is that person? Is that anyone here? On the knee, right here, specifically the right knee. Yours is the left. I just need to be right about this. Specifically, pardon the pun. Your right knee, eh? So what's your name?
Christina.
Christina, I remember you came to our meeting 2 years ago. My son had a word about your ankle. How long had you had ankle pain?
For quite some years. Yeah.
And my 12-year-old son had a word about ankle pain, and he prayed for you, and God reset your ankle?
Yes.
And how's your ankle today, years later?
No problems whatsoever.
You've had no problems. It's never come back. Come on, Jesus. And so I think he can do the same for your right knee. What do you reckon?
Yes.
I think it's going to be easy. Are you ready to let that fire come? There you go, sweetie. That's it. Just right there, right now. In Jesus' name, full healing right now. And I just command that pain to go right now. In the name of Jesus, right now. Go now. Stamp on it in the name of Jesus. Stamp hard. Come on. Come on. How's that feeling? Huh?
It's not painful.
It's not painful?
Yeah.
Okay, well, stamp a bit harder because I just want to make sure. What's happening?
There's no pain.
You come here tonight with pain?
Yes.
Come on, Jesus, it's all gone. Amen? Come on. So who else had the right knee? I just feel like, Jesus, I'm just going to rest my hand right here on the right knee. I've just got to speed up. There's a few of you tonight, but I just thank you, Father, right now for the healing power to flow. Now, I just want you to tell me if you feel heat coming on the right knee. as I'm praying, I'm just identifying the word of knowledge. And so I'm just asking, if you feel heat come upon that right knee, I just want you to let me know right now. Thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Just give me a nod if you're starting to feel something on the right knee. Father, I just release that right now. I just release that word of knowledge, Lord. Thank you, Father in heaven. There you go. There you go. There you go. You feeling that? Jesus' mighty name. Go in the name of Jesus right now. Just begin to stamp on it right now in the name of Jesus. What are you sensing? Yep, keep stamping. Yeah. Yeah, I just felt a flow out of my belly right now. I think there's a miracle here for you. Just be a bit closer, amen. That's it. That's it. Huh? Loose. Loose. Now just lift your knees up high. Thank you, Jesus, right now. Right now. How's that feeling? Huh?
Yeah, feels good.
It feels good?
Yep.
Okay, just move it around. Move around a little bit. Do something you couldn't do before. Don't be afraid to jump off the stage or do something crazy. I just think this lady over here, when you put your hand up so fast when I saw your faith, I just felt like that God has something for you too. So just come up here and just receive tonight. Just receive tonight. There you go. Lift your hands. Thank you, Jesus. Just go to the point of her need right now. In Jesus' name. Just stamp that left knee right now. How's that feeling?
I couldn't kneel before, but it's still a wee bit.
Just try and kneel. Huh?
Better than it was, yeah.
There's action here. There's action for the miracle. There's action for the miracle right now. Right now. Pain, I command you to leave right now. Go! Right now. Fire! 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 You feel that fire there? You feel that fire? More, more, more. On the count of three, I'm going to ask you to lift your knees really high. Are you ready? One, two, three, go. Lift them high right now. Lift them high right now. In the anointing. In the anointing. Something about arthritis. A spirit of arthritis is just coming off you right now. A spirit of arthritis is just coming off you right now. Does that make sense to you? Does that make sense to you? Just lift them. We don't need to worry about... Just lift them. Lift them. Lift them. In the anointing right now. You feel them loosening? Loosening up? They're loosening. They're loosening. They're loosening. Just go for a walk. They're loosening. They're loosening. It's in the fire.
Thank you, Holy Spirit. I just want to give the opportunity. If there's anybody in this room that doesn't know Jesus, you see, the people that we're praying for, we don't know them, I don't know people's information, but that's the Father calling out people to love them, to set them free, to show them how good He is, to show Him that not one person in this room is overlooked or unseen, that He sees everyone. So if you're in this room and you don't know Jesus and you came tonight, I want to give you the invitation to know Jesus and to invite him into your life. Or if you know that you're backslidden and you haven't been to church for a while, or you know that you've walked away from God and this is the first time that you're sort of coming back, then this can be a rededication. But I want to give you the opportunity. So for anybody in this room, if you do not know Jesus, or you know that you've walked away and you want to come back to Jesus, then I want you to raise your hands on the count of three. One, two, three. Lift your hands where you are. Just lift your hands. Thank you. I see your hand. Thank you. Thank you. Is there anybody else in this room? Thank you, Lord. All right, well, we're all going to pray this prayer together. Amen. Do you want to pray the prayer there? So everybody just say, Jesus, I invite you into my life. I believe you died on the cross for me. And you rose from the dead for me. So I can walk in new life. So I can experience your love and live in your love. Forgive me for my sin. Set me free and set me on the path for you. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Give Jesus a clap right now. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. Thank you. Excuse me. Luke 4:18. Just thinking about this passage while you've been ministering, Leslie. Luke 4:18, the Spirit with Jesus affirmed what's written in Isaiah about his own life, about his own call, about his own who he was. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he's anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor, to heal the brokenhearted. And so what you saw tonight was the Spirit of God just moving and touching people in the innermost being, in the innermost part of their heart. You know, it's an amazing thing to have a healed heart. It's one of the beautiful miracles that, you know, psychologists try and do this and psychotherapists try and do that, and some of them have levels of success, but there's nothing like when the Holy Spirit reaches into your heart and identifies something and then releases your heart from that trauma or that pain or that situation. It's a wonderful miracle. So we haven't got time to interview everybody tonight that's been touched deeply in some way, but I know that over this next few months, these people are going to find significant change. Not just months, but they'll realize that change more and more over months, because that's how it works. And so, Father, we just want to thank you tonight for the healing of the broken heart, for healing grief and wounding in the heart. We give you glory for that tonight. We give you honor for physical healing. We give you honor for cancers being rebuked in Jesus' name. We give you honor for situations that medical science has had no ability to change. We thank you, Lord, that you are the one who changes. You are the one who changes our situations. You're the one who makes a way where it's become it's reached the end of the road in terms of medical ability to change the thing. Lord, when it reaches that point, you are still able to transform and you're still the healer. Jesus, we thank you tonight for every person in this room, that Lord, tonight your anointing would rest upon us. Your power and your grace would continue to move, continue to work as we leave this place tonight. Lord, your anointing would continue to work. Lord, I thank you for the miracles that we've seen where the work has been done overnight. Lord, and the next morning there's been a dramatic change. Lord, we thank you for the ones where it's been over several days or over weeks. We want to thank you, Lord, that once your anointing has been released, once your anointing has been imparted, then your anointing works in us. So, Father, tonight we take a hold of what has been done in our lives. We take a hold of what has been done personally for each person. And in Jesus' name, we just say thank you for the continuing, ongoing work of your word and the ongoing work of your anointing in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father. We thank you. We praise you. We worship you. Let's all stand tonight as we just finish up here tonight and just begin to release you. There may be one or two specifically I just ask for Joseph and Leslie would pray for. I would rather you didn't swamp them with requests. I want you to respect the fact that there's a couple of people here I want them to pray for specifically. I would rather they didn't get swamped. You hear what I'm saying? So please just give me the right to do that, because I know of some specific situations. So Father, we just want to thank you for your grace. We want to thank you for your power on our lives. We want to thank you that as we leave this place, Lord, you'll continue to lead us and fill us with the Holy Ghost. We thank you for the spirit of wisdom and revelation resting upon us as Joseph ministered this morning. We thank you, Lord, that the eyes of our understanding would be enlightened to know you better, that we'd know the hope of our calling, that we'd know the beauty and majesty of your inheritance which is in the saints, and would know and experience the incomparably great power that is toward us because we believe. And tonight, we thank you for every good thing you've done. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's give the Lord a clap offering tonight. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord.